Lays the foundation that's how you can have Tarantus. A robot what to do, because the robot is just programmed what to do. And choice. To exercise free will gave to us. There's not only mitzvahs, but the self-knowledge. Whether or not a person knows or doesn't know, it's up to him. Whether he'll learn or whether he won't learn. So why? Now, skipping a few lines, but mitzvahs. Now, skipping a few lines, I'm telling you, says the Rambam, the Kol Maaseh HaOlam are under his control. Chazal seem to describe it much more narrowly. Hakol B'Idei Shemayim Chutz Me'Yirah Shemayim. No, B'Nachon. What Chazal said is 100% correct. B'Hu Amar Adar Shabayim. Before, Chazal are in full agreement with what I just told you. Ela Shaharve Toen Bel. Many people are, and they think about some of our actions, which are really subject to our free will, that what we do is predetermined, that we do is ordained, and that it's not our free will. Kigom Lisa Plotus, who you marry. So people think that's not up to a person, it's not something that's b'chir u'chashis. Oshe yehei ha-momen hazeh b'yadu gazeh. The Rambam says, anach l'getag, it's not true. B'zeh eino nochol. Why? B'fi sheha'isha hazo im l'kocha b'ksuba b'kidushin v'hi muteres lo v'nesal l'peri b'ribi ha-reiz a mitzvah. If he marries her with a ksuba b'kidushin, so he's doing a mitzvah. V'ein Hashem gozo al asiyas mitzvah. On the other hand, in how you need to echo the Rasha, the Reizu Aver, Ben Hashem goes around al Aver.
Said quite emphatically, everything a person does is just agat, parenthetically. So what does the Rambam do with the Avraham Kavitzias of love? The Baskel says Baskel and Kami. So the Rambam was asked about that in the Tshuva. He says that's only for a very, very big tzaddik or a very, very big rasha. So for those people at the mamish, the very ends of the spectrum, so then Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, gets involved. Make sure that the big tzaddik marries a tzaddikus, and then he makes sure that the big rasha gets his appropriate partner. But the rest of us, the 99.9% of the population, so who we marry is a function of our own bechira hashem.
Does the Gemara ask on that memra with Shmuel that Shema Yekamenu Acher, that that's the reason why you're allowed to do Iris and you're a Chol Moed, which seems to imply that the Baskel applies to everybody, not just the extremes. I mean, otherwise, why would there be a Heter to do Iris and a Chol Moed because of Shema Yekamenu Acher if there's a Chashash of the Baskel?
Well, a person knows he's not such a
Tzaddik. Or like, yeah.
A person knows he's not such a
Tzaddik. It sounds like a universal thing. It sounds like
I would say the opposite. I would say for the fact that you were Hashem because Hashem chose that you can marry you can marry whomever. Maybe not necessarily. Even if you say there's a Bosco, it still doesn't mean you can marry that person.
That's a
different question. But the fact that you have a half of me of Shemi Kanaka shows that you couldn't marry, you have a chashu to marry somebody else. Regardless of how you view the. I think it works fine with the Rambam.
Ideally, optimally, in madrega to which each of us should be aspiring is that everything a person does is directed, is calibrated to achieve the end goal of Yedias Hashem. Be'yi shifta v'kumo v'diguro hakol, again, hakol u'mazado. When Abraham gives an example, nipsha she'eno ochel v'shosa, if a person eats and drinks, ela hamoso plachet, eats and drinks with Tesco. No, says the Rambam, that's not the Mahalach. The ideal Mahalach is Yosem Alibo Shayocha V'yishta Kedei L'Hakos Gufa V'Evorim Bulvav. Whatever he eats and drinks is in consultation with a dietitian and is calibrated to be as nutritious and as helpful as possible. Is a person who managed to live in this madrega, like this sort of give that quote. See that madrega, but a person who managed to live in this madrega, so there is no reshut. Let's take even the example we gave, what a person eats. So for Maisa, a person should be measuring what is most nutritious, which is going to give him as many calories as he needs, not less, not more. And let's say, after all that, there's a toss-up. After all that, lunch is a dead heat between the salmon and the sardines. Dead meat between the salmon and the sardines. So you say, so even according to this, it's a toss-up? No, so then the point is, it shouldn't make a difference to the person. So take whichever is closer. Because the person who's being mechaveg, called mass of Leid Hashem, shouldn't have a preference. Nice, let's say you manage, can't stand sardines, he's not going to be able to eat it. Okay, so then it's like a cheshbon. But unless there's a cheshbon, which ties him with a little Hashem, so then he doesn't have a preference. Okay, whichever is closer. Take whichever is less likely to get your sugar. Take but the emphasis is under the mitzvah of the Chol. Let's say we gave the example of what color jewelry does a person put on. The emphasis is if it's like a toss-up, and it doesn't make a difference between the blue, the white, and the green in terms of his being dressed properly for the full of the food. None of it makes a difference directly. The person who's really, really living this halacha through the fullest, so it doesn't make a difference. So take whichever is closer. Take whichever is closer, stretching out into the closet. Whichever you go first, you'll take. After all, the fact is that the person, since it doesn't contribute to Yedias Hashem, the fact that he doesn't have a preference, that Gufa will be the appeal. The whole Kasha that we have initially is based on sort of the way, the level on which we live life. Kaiser, if you live the level, if you live on the Rambam's level, so the Kasha may call us the Kasha. And the Emma says, can we do that? Can we remember that the Rambam says it here? I don't know, there's one shin here, which I'm not sure about. I don't think they have the newest translation here. I'm not sure about the newest translation as well. So shin here doesn't go so well. Ela kol pula saladam shehem besurat biyarda v'hem v'li safek ti matzei v'timtzeh ha'mashma'as v'hamer. pshat is. Then it's been Yana the Yoma, the Rambam goes on, goes here and Shlana Prabhu, he repeats it again in his tshuva, he darshans the psukim in the Gila Seifa. He says that this idea, that this Bechira Chafshis, he says, Nimshuku Bazeh Chazal, we're just going in the footsteps of Yim Yo, who Ongo, when it says in Eifa, the Elyon Maseitzer, and also Eto. So it's a Machlokas and in the Mephoshim, how to read this Pasuk. Maybe Rashi reads it as a rhetorical question. That Ra'os and Tov refer to the calamities, the catastrophes that befall, that befell Par Yisrael. It's a rhetorical question. The Elyon HaSetzer, Ra'os and Tov, don't think this was an accident. Don't Ra'os and Tov emanate from the Elyon HaSetzer. Says it's not a rhetorical question, it's a statement of fact. But Ros and Tov for the Rambam don't refer to calamities, tragedies, they refer to Averus and Mitzvahs. And it's saying, look, assume responsibility for what's happening. Because Ros and Tov, Averus and Mitzvahs don't come in Pialyam. They don't come to be alien. So, and therefore, the Rambam says the next verse of the Kippur, what are you complaining about? There are no right to complain that what is powerful. So what's happening? Because we be alien, we'll say to ourselves, and that's what a couple of people, the next verse of the Kippur, maybe there's a couple of people there, so you'll be all and everything. Given the fact that if the Elyon HaSetzer runs out of that Averus and Mitzvahs are going to grow up with Marius V, for we are, and therefore Marius and I get off the top, don't just passively complain and trash and then bemoan, but what should you do? Not so that men are not going to shoot on a mission. So one case is where he repeats word by word, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. The other is he says, Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Kevin, Shema, Kevin, Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Kevin, Shema, Kevin. Which is which? Which is Maguna, which is Mishaskin? So Rashi says that word is only Maguna. Word is basically nonsensical. Let's say, again, what's the problem with motor Shalom? Let's say he wants to Shalom Aleichem to two people. So you don't say Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem. You say Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. That's what Rashi says. So if you say the whole pasuk, or let's say the Odom, you would say a whole phrase. So then it looks like you're talking to two different audiences. So that's So that's just a nonsensical way of speaking. So that's a Maguna, it's not Mishaskin. I'm going to pop the rubber with them and make all the humans die. even like it. So why are you criticizing the person? Maybe what he's doing is appropriate. Maybe when he settled the dishes, he didn't look at money, now he's having come on. I'm a little fabulous, a prophet, Schneider. The fee can mean a taveru, a noy, but it was broke for the dad of the farm, Shalom, and the scabe, the chozer, and the marrow of the kofa, so keep in very shalom. That goof is Meguna. The fact that the person doesn't have Kavona the first time, that goof is Meguna. Alchino leba azavta the nafka adem mamar and daika. What happens tachlis though? When I said first, he said first, we should have Shabbat, he didn't have Kavona. You realize when he finished saying Shabbat, 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 he didn't have Kavona. So I didn't check this, so please double check this to make sure this is correct. I think the Taz says, so if a person is davening me yechidus, he can even repeat it aloud. I mean, he knows what he's doing, but probably knows what he's doing. In fact, it isn't optimal, but what's he going to do? If I say, he said, possibly of Shemayim, come on. But as my guess, it's certainly not an option to just tell them to keep going. If it's good seaboard, so I think that the Taz says, with Taka there's a problem of Mechse to other people, not just that it's sort of Mechse and therefore inappropriate to not even the audience, but it's Mechse to other people. So I think there the Taz says he has to do it in a way that no one realizes that he's repeating the possible. So I think that's what we're going to do. I'm a kind of Arias Mishaskinos. He euphemistically interprets the parsha of Arayis in the Torah. What does that mean? What's the euphemistic touch? Meaning the parsha of Arayis in the Torah is not supposed to be understood, literally. It's supposed to be understood at face value. So what does it mean that he euphemistically touches it? Torah Yosef, upon other is upon Eno. When it says that a person shouldn't be Megala, Ervis Ovid, Ervis Eno, it means that he shouldn't, a person knows all the secrets at home. He knows his parents' secrets, so he's in a position to embarrass them. He's in a position to tell stories, to tell tales. He shouldn't do that, and that's what the Torah is forbidding. So that's a discussion of what the Torah means. Ha'omer mizarach l'asita in lahavir. So the Mishnah had said that Ha'omer mizarach l'asita in lahavir l'amara l'asita in lahavir v'amayusa. So again, the Juta Shamnikla, which is what it really means, according to the Tarsha Balta as well, is that this is the Isser Molech. This is a Molech. Okay, so the folks in the Mice of Heaven, whether Molech is Stam, whether or not it was an Avodah Zarah, whether or not it was Stam a ritual, Stam a barbaric ritual. So why would they have a barbaric ritual not the Shem of Avodah Zarah? I don't know, but they have it nowadays also with all these fraternities. You hear in the news about these crazy barbaric rituals that the college fraternities have. So that's about what is in the Gemara, whether or not Molech was such a barbaric ritual. It's not, it wasn't an act of Yehuda Zohar, and the Torah is being mechai for it anyway. But no, the Torah is saying that this was the character of Yehuda Zohar. Either way, the Tribal Shalmikra is. Again, that it refers to being ma'avir b'no obito b'esh. Does that actually mean that you burnt the child? Or does it mean that there was a fire on either side and the child walked in between? So that's a bit more focus in Shaman as to what that means. So what happens if the person says no? Don't give your child away by intermarrying, and that way the mother will have the child. So again, that's not obviously, that is something that Torah elsewhere forbids, and that's not what this pasuk means. Tanabeh Bishmael, the Yisrael Havala Kusis Vaholim Yod Ben, Abad Azar, Kosim Adabe. Okay. Tanabeh Bishmael said not that that's what the pasuk means, but that's what the Mishnah is. That's the distortion of the pasuk that the Mishnah says, Mishaskin Asa Ben Azifa. I don't know why the first case is Mishaskin Asa Islam, the second case is Ben Azifa, I'm not sure. During Kriya Satara, the Maturgam should not be in the Targum, Maisa Ruva, and Rashi, by Yishkal is built for the Shabbat. Maisa Talmud, Nikra Uma Targum. Maisa Egel of Yishkal, the first time the Targum narrates the story of the Egel, as it happens, Nikra Uma Targum. Hashemi, when Aaron defeats the Moshe Ben, what happened, which is called Egel, Maisa Egel, Hashemi, Nikra Uma Targum. You don't say Targum for that. Because someone is nice and dumb, but I'm not the crowd long target. The shot is like this. The nice the Torah records, whatever the child passage is, the Torah records, Vayela Hiruvain, Vayishkan is Bilma, Vayishavra, Vayishma, the Torah records that. Whatever the Torah records that I'm going to go in, said the Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayish, 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 it's a one-up shot. If it's something that Mishnoim Genusal Shal Ruvein, or because Apikorsim will think by Yetze HaEgel Hazeh, means that there was some Avoshas for the Egel and that it came out on its own, the Torah records it. So, and the Torah is there to be studied. The Torah is there to be learned. So why aren't we targeting it? Why aren't we targeting it? So it's core, what Chazal mean is, Avada, it's there, which means it's supposed to be there, which means it's supposed to be learned, and it's supposed to be understood properly. Those who are dependent on Targum for knowing what it means are Amaratzim, who are not going to understand it properly, who are not going to contextualize it and interpret it appropriately. So you see, I think you saw. There's no mitzvah under on that. One shouldn't share halachas or ideas in Torah with an audience who otherwise would not know them and won't know how to correctly appreciate, how to correctly interpret, how to correctly contextualize them. It doesn't mean that a person can just thought. A person is asked point blank, what does it say in the Torah about this? So the person answers. You can't change what it says in the Torah. That's why they can't change what it says in the Torah. But when I said, you're not supposed to go out of your way to make accessible things in the Torah to people who won't know how to interpret them correctly, properly, and etc. How can you read the Maaseh Merkava as a Haftarah when so few people are really qualified to learn that part? It would be Yehuda Matzah. So people won't understand it. They won't understand it. And obviously, we read it. First, they're short. Joshua says, "Kam after Yehuda." The Blazer Omer Ein Maftin Behodas Yerushalayim. When you lay in it and show in Shabbos, the Maturgam says the Targum. Shizim, why wouldn't you? Now the same, also the Shiule, Maila, Malo, Malo, Nata, Malo, Fli, Malo, Hoko, the Mashmalam. Maybe talking about creation will trigger people to ask the question of Mala 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 Tosha says, "Perish Mavis Sov Gula Ha'olam Nisofim Mavis." According to the first Pshat of Tosha, so Mala 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 Mata, if you imagine the world as a globe, so then Mala 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 Mata means what's above and what's below. Mala Pnim and Mala Ofor is Pnim and Ofor. It's not in Russia, Pashik Masa, huh? Tim and Alpha represent East and West. So what's above and what's above and beneath the universe? And what's the East and West of the universe? According to Dose, the second shot is the Inami, Mahoy, Kobe, Sheshes, and Vibrations, and Mahia, Akashi, Yechel, Holy. The Tim and Alpha doesn't mean in the spiritual sense, it means in a temporal sense. So then it's Gnod. According to the Inami and Tosis, it means that a person can neither think outside of space nor outside of time. And that's what the four questions are. A person is not supposed to be thinking about what was before the world existed. A person can't think outside of time. A person can't think outside of space. We exist. A person exists in all Maza in time and space. We don't have the capacity to think outside of time and space. So that's exactly what I want to say. You can't ask. A person is not supposed to ask. With mala, mata, what's outside of the world? Mala, then mala, also, what's before, what's after the world? You can't think outside of time and space. My salute is doing this a little bit. Come again. Shita. I'm the same name as the world of the world, conventional life. question that you had for the
Just come on in and have a seat.